This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. One of the biggest wildlife recovery successes of the past decade in New England has been the cottontail rabbit. And a big reason for that is that the state outlined a path to restore its habitat wildlife plan 10 years ago. Now NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown has a new version of that plan, is out, and New Hampshire wildlife officials again hope to use it to help keep threatened animals off the federal endangered species list.
Fish and Game field biologists Brett Ferry and Tyler Mahard are hunting for wabbits using radio telemetry.
No, I think this is the one. I think the audio is just down a little bit more than I was used to.
We're in Londonderry, bushwhacking through some seriously thick brush. When Stonyfield Yogurt was looking to expand a parking lot in this area, where one of the last two remaining New Hampshire populations of New England cottontail was living, the company worked out a deal with Fish and Game. In exchange for the parking lot, they would do habitat restoration here.
Restoring habitat for rabbits means getting young forests growing again, cutting down trees and favoring shrubs. They like really dense thickets.
John Cantor leads up Fish and Game's Endangered Species Program.
The response, I have to say, was phenomenal.
Cantor says it's hard to say what the population of rabbits in this patch of land was, but he feels confident in guessing that it has at least doubled. The game plan that conservation organizations all over New Hampshire have followed in restoring rabbit habitat like this spot comes from a 10-year-old state document called the Wildlife Action Plan. The new version documents 167 species of wildlife that are most at risk and where the best habitat for them can be found. In a world where government reports are often released with great fanfare, only to sit on a shelf and never again see the light of day, Dwayne Hyde with the Southeast Land Trust says the Wildlife Action Plan is another story.
I don't know if I go a day without using the Wildlife Action Plan.
Conservation groups use this plan to decide what's the best land to put aside, because with limited dollars, you can't do it all.
Our organization, like many of the smaller regional land trusts, we don't have a wildlife biologist on staff. We're not big enough to afford something like that. So we turn to the Wildlife Action Plan to give us some of that background and information that we just don't have in-house.
The centerpiece of the plan for groups like Hyde's are town-by-town maps, showing in bright pink where to find the most critical habitat, like this rabbit thicket in Londonderry. Brett Ferry is transferring a rabbit from a trap to a bag, where it will be radio-collared.
So yeah, we just gotta be careful they don't jump out.
He and Mahard collar the rabbit, take a blood sample for genetic testing, and then release it back into the woods.
Sometimes they squeak when they release. Maybe you can get some of that.
Ferry unwraps the bag, and the rabbit looks terrified for a few moments before bolting.
He wasn't very loud about it.
When the last Wildlife Action Plan was being crafted, the state was still just coming to grips with what it would have to do to restore cottontail rabbit populations. But this fall, it was announced that thanks to targeted conservation, deals like this with private landowners, and a captive breeding program at a zoo in Rhode Island, the New England cottontail would not be listed as a federal endangered species. Now that the rabbit program is up and running, Fish and Game's John Cantor says there's a new draft of the Wildlife Action Plan. The species it's pointing to as next most at risk? Turtles.
I'd put number two in the category behind cottontails was the Blanding's turtle. So that's kind of it into phase two now. The priority conservation areas, like the ones that were identified, you know, 5 years ago for the New England cottontail, have now been identified for that species, and in the implementation phase is just starting.
This will mean turtle crossing signs and extra wide culverts to help females get across roads, as well as restoring sandy spots for eggs to be laid. And if all goes well, the Blanding's turtle, like the cottontail, won't wind up listed as heading for extinction. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.